Can we say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's give it up for our King kids. Amen. Come on, let's give it up for our King kids. Hallelujah. Kingdom kids. Okay, Kingdom kids. Kingdom kids. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? I left my stuff in the office. That's all right. I'm going to make it. I got some fingers here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Youth Sunday. Glory to God. And thank God for our Kingdom kids. Then we have other children coming in the future. And we're just going to have a blast. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And this morning, I'm going to continue on what we started last Sunday. Amen. I'm going to continue on what we started last Sunday. But you know what? I want to target our youth, our children, and our Kingdom kids today. I was sitting there and the Lord just prompted my heart. And I'm so grateful for Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it again. I'm so grateful for Holy Spirit. He's so dear to us. I want you to know. And most of you know, because I refer to it like this, most of you know that I'm in my fourth set of 20s. Amen. Some of y'all trying to catch up, you might as well give up. But, hallelujah. But if we live on this earth, and I've lived all the numbers of years, and my assignment not done yet, but I got to prepare the generation. I got a couple of generations behind me, and I got to prepare you. I got to do what we've been called to do. When I was a young kid, or I was just a young adult, and the Lord started talking to me. I remember way back when I was just like those Kingdom kids, just a little older. I was somewhere in that age. I would go to my home church, many of you know, and I didn't know anything about church, you know, and back in those days, they didn't target kids, children, like they're being targeted today in certain areas, in these areas. So their main thing back then, where I grew up, well, when the regular service would start and the pastor would preach, they would read probably one scripture, not too many more than one. And they would take their subject. And they would talk about different things. I'm not going to get into that, but I'm going, this is where I'm going. And I learned this way back then. The main thing was, their thing was to get to the hoop. Somebody said, what is the hoop? I'm not talking about basketball. Yes. And when they get to the hoop, They had some members that were trained. You know what I mean? Trained, you do a certain thing, they gonna do it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't sit there and look at me like that. And I was a little kid. And the old women get to shouting, throwing the purse, and swinging the hand, doing, you know, the stuff they did. And that just scared the wits out of me. I didn't know what was going on. So you can see where I came from. And later on in years, especially when I came back from Vietnam, you'd be surprised what kind of impression certain things make on people. And the Lord started talking to me about preaching. I said, ain't no way I do that. And he had been dealing with me even before then. I just didn't recognize, and I thought it was some foolish thoughts I had. And he had been dealing with me about preaching. And so finally, because of the declaration I made when I was on that field, and nobody can understand it but the person that did it, how we was under fire, working with the tanks. I had been in several battles and to get shot at like we were being shot at. And to hear those bullets, and, you know, you land on your belly and it seemed like those bullets about that high. You just hope they don't get it down any lower. And you can hear them going through those bamboo. You could hear them. You hear them when they hit those leaves and bamboo stuff. You could hear. And I could hear the sound of that AK-47. I know it now. I'll never forget it. I could hear the sound of it right now. Just like I know certain things. So I was 23. I believe I was 23, right? When I went to Vietnam, I was 23. And I think I turned 23 I was 23. And I could hear those sounds, And so I got back to Houston, Mississippi, lived with my dad, stayed in the house for a little while. We bought a trailer and put on his property, not too far from where his house was and is. And the Lord started dealing me again. And I said, ain't no way I could do that. So the Lord and I, he would talk. I'm going somewhere with this. He would talk to me. I would even get in, you know, I just ain't no way I could do it. But I started doing what I saw that's all I knew to do, what I was trained to do, taught to do. Hello? Anybody ever been there? And so I would pray real hard, and I prayed like I heard them pray. I just never could get that winding shield in my cooler with them. How do you say that? I never could get that one right. Cooling board with my winding shield or something like that. I never could get that one down, Pat, but I prayed the rest of it. Okay? And I pray real hard, hope it'll go away, because I was serious. And so one day, the Lord said, I guess I'm going to have to pull ranks on him. He's not going to yield. I was giving God all my excuses. And I was giving him all my excuses and why I couldn't. And he brought back to me what I said to him. I told this several times.